Dan Bernstein here from my friends at Aloha Restoration. Weather in Chicago is starting to warm up. That means ice buildups melting, pipes bursting, heavy rain in the forecast, flooded basements, and new unwelcome water stains on your ceiling. Homeowners near the overflowing Fox and Des Plaines Rivers can rely on Aloha to fix and prevent flood damage. Listen, when any flood disaster strikes, you know who to call. Aloha Restoration will get you bone dry in no time. Call Aloha at the same time as the emergency response team to secure your home and prevent further damage. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664. 847-865-5664.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mullion Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
So you said he wasn't the worst Bulls coach ever, the worst Chicago coach ever. Who's on that list? Who's on your list? And let's go back over the last 30 years.
All right. Bears-wise, you know, I've never seen anything like the Mark Trestman era.
There hasn't been anything like the Mark Trestman era.
Mark Trestman had a couple of good ideas, and I understood that he wanted to grow the man, and I understood that there was a certain element of him that he wanted guys to take their own responsibility, and he wanted them to look around the locker room, and he expected players to follow kind of the code that he had in his mind for them, when in reality they just were like, oh my God, there's no discipline, I'm going to run off on my own. So the Trestman era, the farcical way that it ended, I felt there was a complete collapse in the discipline of a football team.
Mullion Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mullion Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Or Chicago coach ever. Who's on that list?
Valpo Sahonin. I think the problem with the Black Bucks is a lot like the problem with the Bulls. That when you have Joel Quenneville, he stands alone as kind of the best coach in franchise history. I felt they were finished the minute he was hired. That's a finisher.
Yeah, that's a finisher.
Mullion Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Joe Girardi with Radio.com Sports. Lots been made about Joe Maddon not getting a contract extension. How do you think he approaches that going into a lame duck season?
I don't think it will change his approach. You know, they won 95 games last year. Joe is used to winning. Do everything he can to bring another championship to Chicago.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org. Brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Taz Show with multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, award-winning podcaster, and morning show host on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Taz, and we like it all in the world of sports entertainment, wrestling, and beyond with special guests and more. Listen anytime on demand at radio.com. This show will always rock you to to the call with strong opinions from yours truly. It's body slamming excitement, I promise you. Download and subscribe to The Taz Show on the new Radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mullion Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
So you said he wasn't the worst
Bulls
coach ever, the worst Chicago coach ever. Who's on that list? Who's on your list? And let's go back over the last 30 years.
Okay. Vinny Del Negro has got to be second to me behind Tim Floyd. Vinny Del Negro, it was an awful era, and Pax had to choke him. I get all that. But
you have Tim Floyd, then Vinny?
Yeah, Tim Floyd. That
is Jim Boylan in between?
Tim Floyd. I haven't seen enough of this Jim Boylan. I'm holding off. I don't count him in this group.
I agree with that.
I'm not even going to go after Fred, because I thought that Tim Floyd was kind of Fred-like. It was Jerry's buddy. Also Iowa State, and I didn't understand why he was hired, and I never understood why he was here when he was here.
Mullion Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
An escape.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Do you feel like you're the Babe Ruth of the generation?
Oh, I feel like I'm Eloy, but it's feel proud. I feel proud and blessed when someone who is around me think I'm the Babe Ruth. And I think him is Nolan Ryan, because he throw hard. If he's not good in that game, next game he's going to do better and better. And I think he's one of the best guy and best pitchers I've ever met.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of The Score. That's the voice of Eloy Jimenez.
You can call him Babe.
And he, of course, is talking about,
Eloy.
Babe before the hitting, the pitcher Michael Kopech.
So Nolan Ryan and Babe Ruth, Sox rebuild's looking pretty good.
Well, only one available at this point.
No pressure.
No pressure there.
No pressure at all.
I'm getting too carried away.
Listen, I'm very pleased for the White Sox. I think this is a good move. I feel good about it, and I think that it's a big win for everyone.
And this is an exciting day for the White Sox.
Let's get to the man who broke the story. Let's get to Hector Gomez joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Hector with Z101 Digital and Z Deportes. And he's the man that broke the story about Eloy Jimenez getting the 8-year extension, and we welcome him now. Hector, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Hector.
Yeah, good morning, Michael and Deborah. It's an honor for me to talk in Chicago's most listening to sport radio station. I want to say that I feel very grateful for the support and follow up that Chicago White Sox fans have given me. For example, when Manny Machado was almost to sign with Chicago White Sox, I thought that this is going to be a reality, but lately, San Diego Padres brought his offer to Machado. But I am very grateful for the support and follow-up of Chicago White Sox fans. Thank you very much.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you too, Hector. And then you were in on the Machado news early on with the offers and some of those reports. But I think the report about Eloy Jimenez being negotiating with the White Sox last week or so caught a lot of people off guard. Initially, it was reported, I think you had 8 years and $100 million, and that was where the negotiations were. How far back did these negotiations start, according to your reporting, and what kind of feedback did you get initially?
Yeah, the last week, I tweeted a report to talking about $100 million by the 8 years offer. Cause Eloy Jimenez agent, according to my source, talking about this amount and this 8 years, both Chicago White Sox understand that this offer is too expensive. And for that reason, yesterday, the source told me about this offer, almost about $77 million by 8 years, including incentive. But this amount was talking about the Lois agents and Chicago White Sox that I tweeted last week. It was in the table. This offer $100 million by 8 years, according to my source. It was real.
And Hector, does this happen if they had been successful in trying to get Manny Machado? Is this a way of spending that money that they might not have done had Machado been signed?
Yeah, about Machado's offer, Chicago White Sox, I have to say that the difference that Machado's one side with Chicago White Sox, it was about the guaranteed money,
right?
Because that was the trouble, because from 300 and 250, it was about $50 million guaranteed. That was the difference. To the night prior to Machado's sign, I think that Machado is going to sign with Chicago White Sox, but the offer of $50 million more guaranteed of San Diego Padres, that was the difference that Machado signed with them.
Hector, according to your sources, who pushed this Eloy Jimenez contract the strongest and the most? Was it Eloy's side, or was it the White Sox wanting to lock him up long term?
I think about Eloy's Jimenez offer, because, you know, I have a little many sources that the most of them is the people that is parents of the player or very person, a friend of each player of the Dominican Republic. So for that reason, the most of the time, I have this breaking news. And I am very, very grateful and proud that from my country, a sport journalist like me, that knows many more, is mentioned by some of the best sport journalists in the United States. But I think, for example, in our country, we think that Eloy Jimenez, as you know, is a sure a top prospect of baseball. You know that the four main prospects in baseball are from Dominican baseball player. Vlad Guerrero is number one. Fernando Tatis Jr., number two. Eloy is the third. Wander Franco of Tampa Bay Rays is the four. Eloy Jimenez for Dominican people is a model. He's a model like person, like his family. Is very proud of him, and I think Eloy Jimenez is going to be one of our superstars in Major League Baseball. Chicago White Sox, I think, for that reason, they give him this offer, because he, like a person and like a player, we are so proud in the Dominican Republic to Eloy Jimenez.
And Hector, where will he play? Will he play left or right, and where will he bat in the lineup?
I think Eloy Jimenez is going to be in the lineup from the opening day. The last week, now, when I was the news about offer of the $100 million by 8 years, the most of the people talk about what Eloy, but he's going to down to AAA. It's a little hard to believe that he's going to be receive this offer of Chicago White Sox, because it was down to AAA. But I think Eloy Jimenez, according to my sources, is going to be from the first day and opening day at Chicago White Sox, and I think he's going to be a good baseball player.
Hector, have you met Eloy, and how far back do you go with his family? Do you know his parents?
Excuse me?
Do you know Eloy? Have you met him, and do you have a relationship with his parents?
I think that Eloy Jimenez experience like a baseball player is going to be a good year, and I think that it's possible. I have a news for you. This afternoon, it's possible that I talk with Eloy Jimenez. If you want tomorrow to make a contact with Eloy Jimenez, I can to help you. That your fans of 670 The Score is going to listen. And if you want to make an interview tomorrow with Eloy Jimenez, I can to help you that this is going to be realized.
Let's do it. Hold on a second, Hector. Thank you for coming on, and we'll
Thanks, Hector.
Connect with you.
Appreciate it.
Our guy Dustin will make that happen. Wow,
he's talking to Aloy this afternoon.
Yeah, he's going to get him on with our show.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to talk to Aloy?
We'll have our booker talk to his booker, and we'll get that going.
It's a big story.
It's a huge story. I got to tell you, I don't know if you saw me wince, but when he described the four great players that are coming out of the Dominican Republic, number one was Vlad Jr. Okay, I get it.
And you winced when he said Fernando Tatis Jr.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the former White Sox prospect.
You audibly winced. I heard you audibly wince.
Did you hear that? Yes. I went like, oh.
But you know what? We had him on because we had Hector on because he has been
on
top
of the
story.
He's been all over it.
And the thing
and
is,
it was
about,
shot down after he broke it.
It was shot down a couple times.
Came back.
By people, you know, in this... in this market covering the story because it didn't jive with it, what other information you were getting, and yet he was right.
Yeah.
It was out in front of it.
Yeah.
It wasn't $100 million, but that's probably where things started. It was interesting.
All right, and interesting as well will be our transition. We're going to bring in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight, and we'll talk to them. And look at this guy. See that suggestion he gives us? It's very funny. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score.
Fire steals home!
You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is...
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
For a limited time at Sprint, get $50 for each new phone you lease when you switch. That's right. You'll get $50 for each new phone on a prepaid MasterCard issued by MetaBank member FDIC. Just register for the card online and you're good to go. Get a network built for unlimited and a great price at Sprint. It's the best of both worlds. And get $50 on a prepaid MasterCard for each phone you lease. Visit a Sprint store this weekend only for sizzling Sprint Saturday deals.
Card terms, conditions, and expiration apply.
Spring into JCPenney from 3 p.m. Friday to 1 p.m. Saturday. Shop night-to-day doorbusters like select women's spring tops for $9.99. Select men's St. John's Bay shorts for $14.99. And select home items 50% off. Plus, save even more with your $10 off $25 coupon. And about that coupon, it's already loaded in your JCPenney mobile app wallet. Better hurry. JCPenney. Coupon valid 3/21 to 3/24. Doorbusters valid 3/22 to 3/23. Select times only while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
At Walgreens, shopping for spring beauty essentials is a snap. We can help you find foundation that lasts longer than your day or a lipstick to finish any look. Now, purchase two of your favorite cosmetics, nail products, or beauty accessories from brands like L'Oreal, Maybelline, and CoverGirl and get your third one free. At Walgreens, refreshing your beauty routine is pretty simple. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Cosmetics, nail products, and beauty accessories are buy two and get the third free. Mix and match through March 23rd with card. Exclusions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall.
Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
So you said he wasn't the worst Bulls coach ever, the worst Chicago coach ever. Who's on that list? Who's on your list? And let's go back over the last 30 years.
Okay. All right. Bears-wise, you know, I've never seen anything like the Mark Trestman era. Mark Trestman had a couple of good ideas, and I understood that he wanted to grow the man, and I understood that there was a certain element of him that he wanted guys to take their own responsibility, and he wanted them to look around the locker room, and he expected players to follow kind of the code that he had in his mind for them, when in reality, they just were like, oh my God, there's no discipline, I'm going to run off on my own. So the Trestman era, the farcical way that it ended, I felt there was a complete collapse in the discipline of a football team.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Or Chicago Coach Jabber. Who's on that list?
Valpo Sahonin. I think the problem with the Black Bucks is a lot like the problem with the Bulls, that when you have Joel Quenneville, he stands alone as kind of the best coach in franchise history. I felt they were finished the minute he was hired. That's a finisher.
Yeah, that's a finisher.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's the Pro Appreciation Event, all week long, only at the Home Depot, where pros will find savings they'll appreciate, like 25% off Behr Pro paint. And Pro Extra members will find even more money-saving offers, special discounts, and added perks.